Joe, we'll send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you very, very much here. As Titans come to town for Monday Night Football, Tim Boyle or Tyler Huntley will start the game?
Who you got? Where's your money? I'm just smiling that it's,
you know what?
I never saw it coming to this question.
I guess I wouldn't be surprised if Tim Boyle started.
Yeah, me neither.
Just because he knows the system.
And he looked decent. I mean, he looked decent.
Did he?
As much, yeah.
Where's Mike White, by the way? Like, what happened with the Mike White situation? Can they not bring him back?
If he's on a practice squad, they could have had him, and they decided not to.
He was here for so long.
Like,
what's that?
He was here for so long. Was it like
whatever happened during this camp? No matter what they say, I mean, like you said, we need quarterbacks, and they went. Let's go through everybody's practice squad. We like Huntley, and we'll pass on Mike White.
I didn't understand the Mike White signing from the Jets. They gave him 2 years, $4 million, for, you know, 2 years, $8 million, but with the idea.
First of all, remember they had the shirts made up. They liked him.
He had some good games with the Jets. And remember that.
Either that or they hated Zach Wilson so much. That's part of it.
Yeah, there had been a guy to take a flyer on Zach Wilson, right? I mean, Mike's...
We're getting a lot of names like Zach Wilson, by the way, this morning on the text line here. Like, you got Tannehill's name was thrown in there.
Well, first of all, I think Ryan Tannehill has all the cards, and he's waiting. I think his big thing is, I think he would come here if he thought Tua was done for the year. And by the way, we haven't even talked about...
We don't know if Tua's done for the year
or not.
How
about the unknown for the team? Team's got no idea about Tua either. I mean, it's four games and a bye week, so it's five, we know, and then he'll be back. Whatever, it was the Arizona game, he could be back. What if the friggin' league goes, you know what? I don't know if it's a good idea or not, this guy coming back.
You think the league will step in with this?
I, of course, think the league. They hate bad PR. And what do you think? That was good PR? That guy on the ground, close-ups of Tua being back on the ground? That's not good stuff. That's their number one. The sore subject is
that's their number one paycheck going out right now.
The lawsuit money goes for that. It starts with what happened to him.
But the larger question, even if Tua comes back, is if you're the Dolphins, can you have faith that for the next 5 years he's going to be there? Can you have faith that? Putting the
you know the answer to that.
Well,
I appreciate you asking it out loud. But
yeah, they would like that.
Look, they had
think they closed the door
sure
on that.
Well, wait a second, Woody. They had faith to give him a $200 million contract.
Yeah, they did.
Well, my question is,
Tyler Thompson was a competent backup. So you know.
So my question is, what do they do? They have to draft. They have to get another quarterback.
First round has to be a quarterback.
I would think you could never trust Tua again. For injury, you're going to keep him around, but if something happens, you got to have. I mean, the Tua thing is.
You can't bet the organization on him anymore. You can't bet seasons on him anymore.
No.
Now, the question is, what do you do? Some teams have been really smart. You look at Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield, they look so smart and not only resurrecting him, but they got him on a good contract.
For a starting quarterback?
Geno Smith. Resurrected his career in Seattle. Sam Darnold in Minnesota. There's a lot of retreads that they sign him. You go, what do they want with that guy? And then they've learned something, maybe even humbled or whatever in the right system. Who knows? But they're looking pretty good right now.
Anyone thinking Bryce Young still? Who, by the way, must be just crushed after what happened. See Andy Dalton go out there and...
Well, he wasn't going to have that game yesterday.
I understand that, but that's got to be... You talk about crushing a guy's spirit.
Well, you got to win games, right?
It's like poor Bryce Young. You see, and that, like, oh, maybe I'm the problem. Like,
well, yeah, evidently you are the problem. I mean, that's the statement there.
They're not giving up on him.
Well,
they're not giving up on him.
What are they?
They gave
do?
Up way damn too much to get him.
You bench Dalton after that performance.
By the way, I actually really like that. Whoever did the Texans thing, it's so true.
Yeah.
We gave up all that, and we're like,
we fleeced them, yeah.
We got them, and
oh, there was such gloating over here. This is the greatest trade in franchise history, and it might be when you add up all the terms.
Sean Watson's trouble, and they're going, oh, they are screwed for a long time. They go, no, we're not. We're going to take the second overall pick. We're going to hit a home run on our quarterback, and F you.
They were playing chess. We were playing checkers.
Oh man, you know what? You know the worst part? I never thought after three games on a Monday morning in 9/11, we'd be sitting here saying.
I thought we'd be going back into November again and saying, okay,
let's go down the stretch.
Let's see what
happens
now. Green
Bay, leaving for Green Bay. Can't wait. Here we go. Last six games.
Instead, these next three games that against mediocre teams at best. New England's second worst scoring offense in the league behind the Dolphins, or ahead of the Dolphins, I guess would be the way to phrase it. 13 points a game in their rebuild year. They're waiting after Tennessee, and then Indianapolis, which is the best of the three, and they're 1-2.
This is a part of your schedule that, and then you got Arizona home. Whatever you think of Arizona,
they're better than people thought.
They're better than the Dolphins.
Well, right now, Woody, you score 11 points a game. Everybody's better than we are. I mean, we're bad.
That's true. That's
we're
fair.
Really bad.
Are they the?
We're really bad.
What do you think about this yesterday? Are they the
we're
worst
really
team
bad,
in
and we got a lot of good players.
Joe, are they the worst team?
How
in football?
How do you say that? We got a lot of good players, but we're really bad.
Do they really have a lot of good players?
No, they have two flashy wide receivers, is what they have.
I mean, when you go down the roster, they have one really good player on defense.
So before you say that, smartass, and like as a matter of fact, Javon Holland, how many teams would love to have Javon Holland?
They do have some good players, Joe, but like they're not loaded the way you think they are.
How many teams would like to have Jalen Ramsey?
But wait a second. Javon Holland, he's made some plays. He doesn't make enough plays, though. Yeah. And I'm not saying he's not good and all that. At the end of his rookie year, I thought he's going to be great. He's going to be great.
I think Zach Sealer's really good.
Zach Sealer is
good.
Absolutely.
The defense played okay yesterday, man. No one's like jumping on the defense, but you just see the names, Tyreek and Waddle, and you think it's going to be all good. And it's just not. I mean,
the disappointing thing to me.
A lot of people would love to have our batch of running backs. I really believe that.
Yeah.
How do you explain them scoring 11 points a game?
I know.
Man?
I can't. Well, I can. Then goes back to line of scrimmage.
Absolutely.
I know Greer said the offensive line.
I know. That's what they're saying.
We were more worried about.
But is the offensive line any worse than last year?
No.
And last year they scored a ton of points.
I really believe Mike goes, we can win with this group. We're fine. Let's spend draft picks other places. Or, well, they took a left tackle for the future. Listen, if he works out next year, Patrick Paul, that would help a lot. I don't know how he played yesterday. He only played a couple snaps.
Yeah, but it's weird. I get the plan, and Terron Armstead's going to be gone, I assume, next year.
Oh, you can't
do this. They've done this 4 years.
You can't have him not practice and just show up. It's amazing he's as good as he is. I've never seen a guy not practice and be this good, but the fact is he got hurt again yesterday, got hurt the game before.
At some point when you're signing players to big money, don't you have to take their age and injury history into consideration? Or do you just say, hey, one thing for certain, as Mike did and as Chris just said, one thing for certain, everybody gets hurt. Well, but older people with injury history get hurt more.
So you were forced to take Terron Armstead because you missed on two guys that you brought in here to be left tackle, and neither one of them could do it. One from USC and one from Notre Dame. That was original. Before we found them at right tackle and right guard, they were tried out and spent time at left tackle. Eichenberg spent his whole career at Notre Dame at left tackle.
They used a second and third pick to trade up to get Eichenberg. They were so sure that he was going to be the left tackle.
And so when you miss on those, or you miss on corners, or you miss on receivers, you trade and you get them. That's what we did. And we've got. And by the way, they're all good players. Don't get me wrong. They're all really good. They're so good, you had to give them a second contract. Hey, by the way, we've got a lot more to get to. Woody, what do you got, man, coming up for me?
I have good news through all this crap. We have the Coral Springs trading card show.
It's been a Debbie Downer today. Give me something good.
He has been.
Send Dolphins me a card that's got some value.
Bad. Man, hey, man, if you got any Dolphins cards, it might be time to start unloading.
Let me tell you, if it starts to rain and he's in a room,
he's not bringing an umbrella.
Oh, he's this guy.
No, well, we can get you a vendor table at this thing. You can sell hope.
He laughs at his own. You're beautiful. What a clown. All right, go ahead. What do you got? Right, try it again.
All right, let me take a breath here and do this thing, Hope Salesman. All right, we got the Coral Springs Trading Card Show. The Coral Springs Trading Card Show. It is coming up September 28th and 29th. 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the evening at the Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. As I mentioned, PSA card submissions on site. Bring those raw cards in. PSA will get those sent out. You can get those things graded. Thousands of cards will be available to buy, sell, and trade. They do have vendor tables available as well. And most importantly, we got the VIP autograph signing. Frank Gore, who was on the show on Friday, he will be there Saturday, September 28th from 12 to 2. And then Mark Super Duper on Sunday, September 29th from noon to 2 as well.
Find out about that honey.
Yeah, well, he's going to be here with
honey.
Us.
He's got dupes to it. See, and we're going to need you to write some because if it's
my former teammate,
we got to take good care of Super Duper. He's coming in tomorrow, right?
Yeah, he's coming in studio tomorrow, so we'll talk to Mark Duper as well. All the info, autograph tickets as well, SinbadSports.com. Once again, this is the Coral Springs Trading Card Show, September 28th and 29th, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Coral Ridge Mall, Sinbad Sports, 3200 North Federal Highway, SinbadSports.com for more info. All right, a few things to get you up to date on here. First, weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 87 degrees at the moment. It does say there is no rain in the forecast, so we shall see if that holds. And let's also get you a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market opens in 5 minutes from now. The NASDAQ futures are 44 points. The Dow up 35, and the S&P futures up 10. Dave, any strong buy recommendations for us?
NASDAQ. I think you set up 44.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I'll leave the stock picking to Joe.
No. Don't do it to me. I got.
What was that company that fell apart that you were saying?
Give me a good one, Dave, that you've had success with.
That was in the moment, the day after CrowdStrike were here. Now, they have rebounded.
Have they rebounded. Well, you put a heavy buy recommendation on
If you bought when they dipped, you're in good shape right now, Woody.
Give me a good one that's been solid
for you. I'm not doing this.
I am not
doing
that.
We'll go a lot of ways with this show. It will not go to me picking stocks.
They don't have to worry about me. My Merrill Lynch guys are very safe. Very, very safe. All right, Woody. So we're going to have Mario Cristobal coming up here, and we'll talk to the head coach. 4-0, Miami Hurricanes. Virginia Tech, I think Mario, he's on a mission. I think they're going to be they are set up nicely for ACC play.
To me, this comes to managing success if you're Miami. Keep winning, keep improving, but managing, you know, you don't want those two or three games this year that bite you because you're thinking you're really good. And I
asked him, he said he's staying, hey man, some of your guys are starting to get stroked and talking about your tight end going in the first round and talking about this guy and that guy and all these guys going to get drafted. You got a guy win the Heisman Trophy. That's where it's really started. Cam Ward's this and Cam Ward's that, and who's the best quarterback in the country? And
I don't think they have to worry about Cam Ward talking to him and watching him and talking about other people.
He seems to be really mature, doesn't he?
This is his third team in college. He came here to win. He talked about, I got a real short window here, real tight window here to win. And so I don't think it's him. There's a lot of other components to it. The guys who haven't won at this level haven't had great success, and how do they handle that?
They, he's done a nice combo, and he hit on the transfer portal best by far that Mario's done on the transfer portal with these recruiting classes. It's a nice little combination.
These lines look like real big-time program lines that he's developed.
Huge offensive line. And they got the defense been good against a run.
And they haven't even, as you asked, you know, Bain hasn't even been there since early in the Florida game.
I'll tell you what, you get him back, Jalen Rivers back at left tackle. Boy, that's going to be fun. And they just seem to be good at every position. What happened to the secondary being a problem? kid they bring in from Washington has just been so, so good.
I didn't think the receivers were this deep. Or
that's the most improved position of the whole group, besides Restrepo, who's been – Emmett Restrepo's even gotten run after cat. He does everything well. He really does. He can break every record there is on what he's done. But the other that other group has been they're good. Sam Brown, big play. Isaiah Horton goes over 100 yards. George is back. Anyway.
I know you can't take anyone lightly, but that Virginia Tech team should be very beatable on Friday night.
What's the spread?
Oh, that's a great question. I haven't even checked.
Wait, very beatable? Yeah, they're
they
Miami
just lost to Rutgers. I mean,
Miami.
First of all, Miami has better talent than everybody the rest of the way. Not
absolutely,
even close.
They will be favored every game.
Starting a quarterback. You know, we talked last year. We used to think the quarterback was really good. Then they had like 6 or 7 ACC quarterbacks ahead of us. That's not the case right now.
They got the quarterback everybody wanted this offseason. I asked him before the season for a column, why Miami? And he said, because I looked at his dad did a spreadsheet of all the teams he was looking at, 4 or 5 teams, and it was Miami is bringing back the most players. And he wanted to be able to step into an offense that was ready-made for him.
It's funny you said that, because I thought he would have said offensive line, and it's got wide receivers, and that's all I need.
He didn't want to step into an offense where there's 6 or 7 new players and it takes a while to learn.
We got some big bad dudes. Everybody's saying the right tackle in another year is going to be a first-round pick, a high first-round pick, yeah.
17.5, by the way, is the spread.
17.5.
Yeah.
It's higher than the USF spread?
It is by point, yeah.
Nobody's coming within Florida's, 41-17 against Miami. No one's come within 24. No. Now, they've played some light opponents, right? A couple light opponents.
I'm just curious, so what's everybody do? You know, usually you steal stuff from team before and what they're doing to have success, and you got these smart guys been around college for a long time, and I don't know if, like, we stopped the run, great, but they threw for 450. Or, oh, all right, we're going to double this guy, double that. Oh, great, now they're running the ball for 250. They got you. Anyway, hey, Dave, we've got a lot more stuff coming up. Mario Cristobal, speaking of the Miami Hurricanes, the head coach, is going to join us next. Stay with us.